And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 21st of May, 2015. 1881, on this day, Clara Barton founded the American Red Cross. She was a shy young woman with a stutter. She began teaching, 1839, age of 18, overcame her shyness. And early on, Clara Barton said, "I may sometimes be willing to teach for nothing, but if paid at all, I shall never do a man's work for less than a man's pay." Took a job in 1854 at the U.S. Patent Office in Washington, worked hard, and indeed, within a year, was making a salary equal to that of the men in the office. By 1861, war was breaking out, and when the Battle of Bull Run took place, not so far from Washington, a major defeat for the Union, Clara Barton read reports of the battle and realized that the Army had not seriously considered or provided for wounded soldiers. So she began to ride along in ambulances. And afterward, after the war, traveling to Geneva, she learned about the International Red Cross and founded the American Red Cross on this day in 1881. It's the birthday of Alexander Pope, London, 1688. Catholic family, and there was a wave of anti-Catholic sentiment in England at the time, so he was not allowed to attend public school. His aunt taught him to read, a priest taught him Latin and Greek, and he fell in love with the works of Homer when he was only 8. He developed tuberculosis, which affected his bones and stunted his growth. He was a hunchback, about 4'6" tall. Not many of his poems are read today, but he's very often quoted. It was Alexander Pope who said, "To err is human, to forgive divine, and fools rush in where angels fear to tread." Pope said, "A little learning is a dangerous thing. Drink deep or taste not the Pierian spring." And it was Alexander Pope who said, "Be not the first by whom the new are tried, nor yet the last to lay the old aside." Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran entitled "Blessing of the Animals." At my daughter's Catholic school, there is a blessing of the animals at which the children line up with their fat hamsters and gauzy goldfish, their dogs so old they can barely climb the hill. They bring their cats with bald patches and their lizards sleeping in cages under a fake sun. In the line to the priest, there are snakes with white eyes and birds without songs. There are ant farms and worms and rats with long exposed tails. The children wait hours for their animals to be blessed, for the priest's hand to hover over the weight they carry. They bring shoeboxes full of turtles, hairy spiders, frogs with dry skin. I like watching my daughter among the other children, her dog small in her arms, her gaze protective. Children believe in the power of animals tucked into their feathers and shells. They believe in blessings, the sprinkle of holy water, each tiny, unexplained life. A poem by Faith Sheeran, "Blessing of the Animals," from Telling the Bees, published by Stephen Austin State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by LegalZoom, for over 10 years providing legal solutions for business owners, families, and individuals, including incorporation, LLCs, wills, and living trusts. LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.